neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Tonight is 4th of Shvat. It's a Hilulah Rabbeinu Bavusani, Alav Shalom, Zechuto Maren Aleinu. Arav went back to Olamo on Dalet B'Shvat. Actually, the original name is Al-Kabatz. The name Abu Hatzira, the master of mats. So there's a story about Rabbeinu Yaakov Abu Hatzira. His brother wanted to get to the sheep. They didn't let him and so on. You know, he had a mat with him. So he sat on it and it floated on the ocean all the way. And so... And then the people on the ship, they were very embarrassed to not let them in. So they called them up and they brought them up. So since then, Al-Kabatz was not used anymore. So they used Abu Hatzira, master of mats, that you sit on. The one that you, the Hasir that you sit on. Yeah. So also, then the original name after Rabbeinu Bavusani is Rav Yisrael Abu Hatzira, or Al-Kabatz. So Baba Sali means master of tefillot. Baba Sali. Baba means master. Harav was born in Morocco, and the matzavah, his grandfather, Rabbeinu Yaakov Abu Hatzira, is in Egypt, in Mitzrayim. And his Rever is in Netivot, and today was very crowded there. Zechuto Maren Kol Am Yisrael, Bezat Hashem.
Why is he in Egypt?
Rabbeinu Yaakov Abu Hatzira, yeah, there's a story about that. Bezat Hashem will go through it. Not today, but... Harav Yaakov Abu Hatzira, the grandfather of Rabbeinu Bavusani, brings a very interesting chidush about at the time that... Mashallah Shalom met with Ribbono Shalom. So Hashem asked him, what is in your hand? Maze beyadecha. The way it's written in the Torah, the he is missing. So Rashi HaKadosh explains that you can read it mize. Maze means what is this? Mize with this, the way it's written in the Torah. So Rashi HaKadosh explains that Hashem told them, with this, I have to beat you up. Because you don't listen to me. But that's why it's written, not the way we read it. We read it as, Maze, what is this in your hand? But the way it's written in the Torah is, Mize, with this. So now, why Mishavram Shalom did not want to go to Mitzrayim and save Am Yisrael? Why?
Why?
Why didn't he want to go? No. No, the main reason was, that's true, but the main reason was that Moshe Abraham Shalom said, these people already, they're sank into 49 level of impurity. How can I go serve him, save him? It's impossible, as we say in the Haggadah. So Hashem said, what is in your hand? He says, Matek. So he said, threw it on the floor. So what happened to it?
Green snake.
So then when he was told to grab the tail after the snake, what happened to it? He went back to the original state. So Hashem actually wanted to tell him, that's what Rabbeinu Yaakov Abu Hatzira is explaining. So Hashem told Moshe, listen, you know why they are in such a impurity? Because they're not in a place that they should be. Just like this matte that you threw it on the floor, turns to the snake. Because Am Yisrael, they should not be here. That's why they sank in their 49 levels of tumah. But if you take them out and place them where they belong to, they're going to go back to original purity that they that day should have such a beautiful chidush that Harav Yaakov Avchatzira brings. And that's so true. Because sometimes you think of people that, you know, maybe they're doing something wrong. But the whole problem here is you have to replace him and put him in the back, you know, back to the original place. Then everything is going to be okay. Yeah. Say shesachutei yemaron aleinu niskevi yeshuot b'solot tovot b'zad Hashem and nachat.
Koyin la'nishomot halel ko haleluko koyin la'nishomo nishomo sheli koyin la'nishomot halel ko haleluko koyin la'nishomo nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.